Star 1310 and the Gospel Spotlight welcomes Veronica. Veronica, how are you?
I am great. I'm happy to be with you.
Hey, good to be hearing from you. You are known for Angelo and Veronica, but you're stepping out on faith and you're doing a solo project. First of all,
yes, I am.
Let's talk about you and Angelo and all the success that you have had. You have won Dove Awards. Tell us about that.
Angelo and I have been in, we've been married and in ministry for 20 years now. And yeah, we did have a little bit of success back in the day.
You just called it a little bit of success?
Yeah.
You are very modest, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
wow.
You know what? The way I feel in my life, you know, it's like we've been prophesied so many times that our latter will be greater than our former. So I guess I'm always just looking ahead.
Tell us about this song, Women of Faith.
Yes.
Tell us all about that song.
Well, Women of Faith is the second single from this upcoming release, Made It Out Alive. And Women of Faith is really just expressing my heart. I have a real heart for women's ministry. I have a women's ministry called A Voice for Women. And basically, it is birthed out of my testimony and things that I've struggled with and been able to overcome through the Word of God. And so I just love to go out and share my testimony, with everybody, but particularly with women, and tell them what I've gone through and how God has helped me. So I think as far as Women of Faith goes, I think it's it talks about different women in the Bible and how we can mirror our lives after these women, because God requires one thing, and that one thing is faith. So any of us can be a woman of faith. You know what I'm saying? If we go after that one thing that God requires. So I really didn't even mean for it to be a Christmas song, but it kind of turned out that way. And so I just hope people enjoy it.
Now, you say you didn't, it wasn't meant to be a Christmas song, so.
No.
Wow. So,
yeah.
How are you enjoying the success so far off of this song?
Well, I mean, we just put it out. I think radio's just receiving it, like, this last week and this week. And but I've gotten a very good response so far. And I'm just excited about this entire album. It's almost like I love every individual song, but it's Made It Out Alive. Again, the entire album is my testimony and my story, and it's an extension of what God has done in my life and the ministry that God has put in me. So so it's very exciting.
Now, the title of the album, does this reflect your journey in life?
Yes, it does. It really, really does. It to me, it just is. It describes my testimony in the most raw way, and it's just the type of situation that I didn't know if I was going to make it out alive out of the situation that I was in. So, but God, through His grace, through His sovereign power, was just able to lift me up out of depression and almost taking my life, you know. And He pulled me out of that pit. He pulled me out of that pit, and He allowed me to see things differently, and He gave me hope through His word, you know. And that's what I've learned through this whole journey, to hold on to His word no matter what happens, hold on to His promises. And He has just made me a different person.
Now,
because I no longer struggle with depression, and I don't, God has delivered me from that suicidal spirit.
Is it hard to testify to women? You say you do have that passion for women, but it's hard to testify to women about what you have been through, you know, your ups, your downs. Is it hard for that to come out for a person of your stature?
No, because God has commissioned me. It's almost like God has called me in this time right now to share my story. You know, when I was going through that was more difficult for me to share, you know, because I was still going through that pain. However, I'm on the other side now. So it's actually, you know what, when you come out with things, especially, you know, when you have a testimony, I mean, it's really a pleasure. It's really a pleasure to share. I mean, sometimes it can feel, you know, uncomfortable because, like, maybe people are surprised, you know, about what you're saying. But it's like, it doesn't matter to me. It only matters that I can help somebody else with my story. So that's what's important to me.
Let's talk about Aaron Lindsay.
Yeah.
How was it working with Aaron Lindsay? He has, when you think of Aaron Lindsay,
did you hear the whole song?
Okay. I have not heard the whole song.
Oh, you haven't heard? Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. And I apologize, but I have not heard the whole song.
No, that's okay.
Okay. But I know working with Aaron Lindsay, people know Aaron Lindsay for Marvin Sapp, Israel Houghton. How was it working with Aaron Lindsay?